stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, the biblical question, which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God, which change your life, the words of God or the laws of God? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around, you can still listen as it is happening. If you want to, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And don't forget to like these videos. Hit the like button, subscribe, and ring the bell. Do all kinds of things there. All right. So Friday is relaxed day. It is getting it off your chest day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's
early? Don't cry. Try not to cry.
I'm just trying not to cry.
In Eastern Washington this morning, Ken capturing this video of their beloved neighborhood going up in flames.
Feels like a metaphor for my life.
Charging 37-year-old Aaron Farnacci with a single count of arson.
To execution at dawn.
Get a room.
New Yorkers are buzzing about this scandalous kiss, but what really has them going? The power difference, like with her being an associate. He was placed on administrative leave.
Remember when this country didn't suck?
And the rocket! The bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Still there.
What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. What a mess. Amazing. Last night we had the men's forum, and all I gotta say is, oh Lord, it was. And I know you say that all the time, Jesse. I know I do because it's true. It was Mamma Mia, Como Tully Boo, Si Senor, Swahili, African. It was white. It was amazing. And guys came from Canada, at least one, from Portland, I believe, from Africa, from everywhere. And Finland, hey, Finland. They want the truth. And it was very, very, very interesting. I got home late again. And by the time I went to sleep, I closed my eyes. Only for a moment. And the moment was gone. I closed my eyes. Only for a moment, and the moment's gone. Who are you? I really want to know, who are you? Who? I didn't know this group called The Who wrote and performed that song, Who Are You? Until yesterday, Hate sent it to me. He's a Christian. Hate sent it to me. And Hate is a Christian. But I love that song, and I like the energy that they had when they were performing it. Like when I was growing up, I knew about The Who, I heard about them, but I wasn't into that kind of music at the time. I was into soul music and country and Western music. But I definitely had heard about The Who. And I didn't know they had a song called Behind These Blue Eyes. What the? But anyway, no promo. Excuse me. No endorsement implied. Quote unquote from Hake. No endorsement implied. What the? It was a blessing, to be honest. It was funny. It was interesting last night. So I'm losing my voice because I talk all the time. And so be patient today. Have a little grace. It is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. You know, yesterday on the show here, I ask, what in life do you truly love? What in life do you truly love? I asked that question yesterday. And the reason I ask, is because I do counseling as well, phone by phone, Skype, or in-house, with men and women around the world, family, individuals. And I've come to clearly realize, and without a doubt, it just came to me. I didn't try to make myself understand it. Because you can't make yourself understand anything. But I realized that what people truly love in their lives, and all people, until they start to really wake up and really see what's going on. But they truly, and even then, they make it tougher than what it needs to be, because they truly love. They truly, truly love what they think. Do you love what you think? Do you love thoughts? Do you live by them, walk by them, consult with them, believe in them, communicate with them? Do you love thoughts, thinking about the past or the future or what someone did to you? Or said about you, or didn't do to you, whatever. You love the thought of somebody walking out on you. You value what you think. And I've been saying for years now, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, but you still won't let them go. You will not let go. You will not have a no-thinking life. You refuse because you love it. You love your misery. You value your suffering. You do. You value it. You feel alive when you're attacking others. And you and yourself, really, it just feels like a thrill. And you say, oh, I'm alive. I have a heartache. I'm alive. I have pain. I'm alive. I feel good. I feel bad. I feel lost. I'm alive, you say, because you love it. And you love suffering a loss, L-O-S-S. When someone died in your family, or even your pets, your animals, when they expire, when they die, you immediately think, you say, and you feel, I lost my parents today. I lost this. I lost that. I lost my dog. My dog died. My dog is sick. You love that pain of a loss. My dog is dead. And you feel the pain, and then you tell people, I had a loss today. Pray for me. My mama, my daddy died 100 years ago, and I'm still suffering. I would never get over this. I hear people say, it was such a loss, I would never get over this. And you say that because you love, truly love, your misery, your pain. And you identify with it. And even though you didn't die, nothing happened to you at all. But you so identify with it, it feels like you died. And then you want somebody to feel bad for you because you're crying. Pray for me, you say. Pray for an idiot that don't want to change. Pray for an idiot that love and value their misery, their false joy, their false friendship, their false relationship. My husband left me. what am I supposed to do? My wife left me. What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? I'm falling to pieces. What an idiot, huh? You love your pain. What will I do without my pain, you say? What will I do if today, for example, I dropped all thoughts and I had no problems, no worries, no stress, no doubts, no fears, no yesterday, no tomorrow? What would I do if I was free? Just imagine it right now, and you can if you want to. You gave up all thinking. Right now, just dropped it. Dropped your anger. No, Jessica, what would I do if I didn't have anger? What would I do? How would I fight if I'm not mad? How will I stand up for myself if I'm not angry or resentful or emotional? Can you get any dumber than that? What will happen today if right now you just dropped all thinking and for the rest of this day just lived? Just lived. Pain-free, worry-free, stress-free, anger-free, resentment-free, hating your neighbor-free, loving what's right more than anything else. What would your day be? I don't know. I don't know what my day would probably be free. Why don't you do it and find out? All you got to do is find out. Not hating anyone, not trying to get a thrill from hurting anyone, not trying to get a thrill from hurting yourself, because what you do to others, you're doing it to you first. What will I do, Jesse, if I had no worry at work? I just did my job and dealt with people, and it was fine. Why don't you do it and find out? What would I do if I don't feel bad, Jesse? Want to do it and find out. You don't have to feel bad. You want to. Every adult human being, male and female, it doesn't matter the color, it doesn't matter where you are, where you live or don't live, what you have or don't have, whether you're fat, skinny, tall, whatever, midget, it doesn't matter. Each adult human being have the life that they want. You have the life you want. You have a miserable life because you want that. You have a financially rich life because you want that. Or you're homeless because you want to be homeless, begging and carrying on. You have a complaining life and blaming others for your situation because that's what you want. You exactly have the life that you want. Because if you didn't want it, you wouldn't have it. You have the life of loneliness because that's what you want. Because if you knew by being free there's no such thing as loneliness, you wouldn't be lonely. Well, I don't want to die alone. I don't want to die by myself. I don't want to die getting old by myself. And then you get married and then you die. Because you realize you're still alone with a wife and children, and you're still alone. And then you die. And then they take your money if you have any. You have the life you want, whatever it is. Hating others, hating your enemy, being vicious toward other people, being wicked, being phony nice, putting on a showcase personality. You value your life, which is hell, and you love it. And that's why you won't drop it. Because if you didn't love it, you would drop it. You would. You just let it go and live your, just live. Without effort, without strain, without worry, without doubt, without anything. Without thinking about God or Jesus or Mother Mary or the saints or the preacher or anyone. You have the life you want. What a sad way to live, right? And then you blame the other. Another quick thing, what I come to realize, all lost, miserable people, all of them, all lost, all of them, miserable people, look on the outside for the answer. They join a cause in life and they go fight. Each side fighting one another because they have a cause. They're not doing it the way you want them to do, so you're going to go fight them. Politics, religion, war, abortion, whatever, social issues, you go fight. And you pretend you're fighting for somebody else, but you're really fighting for you because you want it to be that you are, and you're miserable. You want to create the same hell that you're in and call it good. That's why you have a cause. That's why you fight. Isn't that amazing? Otherwise, why are you fighting anyone for any reason? What are you fighting for? And then you never win anyway. You don't win. Nobody wins in these fights. Left or right, religious or non-religious, no one wins. And every lost, sick soul think that they're right. And if you don't think, if they don't think the way you think, they got hell to pay. That's what's wrong with human beings right now. Every individual thinker think that they're right. And then they meet some challenge to that, they ready to fight. You don't think like me. You don't act like me. You got to change. And you judge them and you have a miserable life, sick, miserable life. Live and love your misery. I tell people all the time, do the silent prayer so you can stay present. And then grow into being present 24 hours a day. Always know where you are and what you're doing. How else can the light help you if you're not in the light? You're not staying with the light. How will the healing come if you don't stay with the light? But you love the darkness because you love, truly love your miserable life. You love thinking that others hate you because of your color. I'm black. You hate me because of slavery. You hate me because I'm black. What a sick, lost way to live, right? What kind of person would think somebody hate them for color or someone can hold you back because of your color? That's the life you want. You want blaming somebody for color, talking about slavery. You don't even know what slavery means or what it is. But there are men and women, and I've met them, I've talked to them around the world. And they'll stand with it. Oh, yeah, they may cry sometime and like feel like it's not working because they don't quite understand yet. And they are overcoming you. Y'all stay with it. All you got to do is practice staying present, meaning bring those thoughts back. I say, hey, bring the thought back. But why are you going to get caught up and you find yourself in your thought? Come back to present, and the present will save you, help you. You can't do anything of yourself. We can do nothing of ourselves. We don't know what we want. You don't know what you want. I want to get married. I want to have children. I want a house. I want this or that. And you get it, and then you're still miserable. You're like, what the? I'm ambitious. I want to be ambitious. I want to make all the money in the world. I just want to have money. And you become ambitious, and you get the money, and you go nuts. Because now you're afraid of losing it. What in your life do you truly love? And then you lie. What that thing? I love my children. I love my family. I love my this or that. And you lie. You don't love your family. You hate your family. And your family hates you. And you call it love. You hate what you love, and you love what you hate. Why not have either way? Don't have love, then you won't have hate. Don't have hate, then you won't have love, and you'll be free. And then you see what real love is. And you won't have to say anymore, I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. You won't have to cry anymore. And lie. When you cry, you lie. But that's what you want. And those men and women who don't want it, they're overcoming it. They're staying with it. It's best that you not start this journey of looking within and living from within. If you're not going all the way with it, you're not all the way to the end. And don't worry about where the end is. But be willing to endure to the end. If you're not willing to do that, don't start it. Because if you start and you get to these difficult moments that I'm speaking of, and you go back out into that world of your imagination and with people, you haven't seen the hell yet. And come back, the devil like, cool, you are back. And he bring 800 more demons with him and make a home in you and destroy you. You go out into that world of your imagination and out there with the people, it's worse than what you left for a minute. But do what you want. What in life do you love? You love bragging about what you have or don't have. I have this, and I'm doing this, and I have this. And you get all ego from it. You think people care. Because you get a false thrill from it. Bragging about yourself. Can you get any dumber than that? Ego. Especially if somebody know what you have. Oh, Lord. But it's up to you. What in life do you love? You love your thrills. You are evil. You are the devil. You're like, what is the devil? You. You're the devil. You are the devil. But you don't have to say that. You can overcome. You really, really can. And the hell with the world. Be in it, but not of it. Overcome it psychologically and emotionally. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear, anxiety. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Welcome back. Quick announcement. A busy Friday. Fridays are busy, but they are amazing. So after my show today, the Hake Report, H-A-K-E, thehakereport.com. And if you have not seen the Hake Report, you're missing it. He is on fire. He white. Guy with the good hair. Info may be false. He doesn't represent anyone. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report on Friday, we have a brand new episode every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. A brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. This today, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I have interesting discussion with Curtis Hill. And Curtis is a lawyer, author, a speaker, and at one time the 43rd Attorney General of the state of Indiana.
Next time on The Fallen State.
The NAACP has abandoned its objectivity and gone under the fire of the left politics.
Yeah.
The black community used to be against abortion, and yet we see the NAACP embrace abortion, notwithstanding that abortion had an incredibly detrimental impact on black Americans.
Those that wanted to come together, black and white, they did it naturally. Because you can't force people to love you. Would you ever follow a woman?
I obey my wife all the time.
You do? What now? A mess, but a fun conversation. I enjoyed it. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, and remember, you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then after the Fallen State, energy everywhere, all over the place. And he loved his girlfriend. Talk about what you love in life. He loved his girlfriend. The American anchor baby. Other than the great white hope, Donald Trump, the American anchor baby had the rest of the energy from God. Not a gift. I mean, not a loan, but a gift that he can keep. And he is on fire as well. He ain't an anchor baby for nothing. Right after the Fallen State on Friday, so around 12 p.m., 12:15, 12:30 p.m. at best, Pacific time. And then check out Beal on Puncher TV. You can podcast. Punchy.tv, brand new episode up there with Beal. Don't mess with Beal. And last but not least, for now, Sunday morning fellowships. for everyone, men and women, everybody. Doors open at 10:30 and the meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/charity. But come on down. If you're in the area, come on down. If not, you can watch it online there as it is happening right in front of your face. I want to quickly show you what thrills look like. And these are, I mean, it's a thrill to be in love, fake love, but love, be in hate, be emotional, be worried, be suicidal, be stressed, be on drugs, be this and that, right? Those are thrills. To judge is a thrill. But I want to show you both side of this story are getting thrills like never before. This, I mean, what you see is not something you need to feel sorry about or be mad at these people about. Both sides, the whites and the blacks, are doing this all for the thrill of it. That's why they're doing it. The thrill of feeling sorry, or the thrill of showing fake love, the thrill of controlling others. This is nothing to feel sorry for, but learn from. X says that a liberal white man kissed the boots of black men to apologize for slavery. From X.
There you go. Start with that boot right there over there. Right there. You ain't done. Let me tell you something. Black people, hold on. So let me ask you a question. You said you sorry for what your ancestors have done? You said you different from your ancestors. You said that you are not like them.
Yes, sir.
Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let me see. We're going to see if you're going to finish the job. Anybody can do that part because that don't take no real work. Next part is if you're really sorry, what it say? Give me Isaiah 49:23.
Bow down to thee with their face toward the earth.
That's the first step. So bow down with your face toward the earth. Go ahead and do that. Amen.
And lick up the dust of thy feet.
Kiss the boots of the children of the slave. There you go. Start with that boot right there over there. Right there. You ain't done. Let me tell you something. Blacks and Hispanics, that's the gift of God. Go ahead. He gave blacks and Hispanics.
That's right.
That one day y'all for you. See, people think we out here for nothing. But there are some people that fear God. He chose to do it because he's sorry.
A lot of people in the past have done stupid shit on YouTube.
Hey, buddy, we got one more right here. There you go right there. Stay focused. There you go.
Amazing, huh? Just imagine the thrills that those black guys are getting by, I want to say making that white boy do that, but they didn't make him do it. He did it because he wanted to do it, all for the thrill of it. And they feel like life. They feel like life to both sides. It's death. But they call that life. The white boy get thrills from doing that, kissing the boots of these people. And the black guy get a real thrill from making him do it. It's all evil. Human nature, human beings are evil. There's nothing good in human nature. Zero. And you're lying and deceiving yourself when you say that it is. My parents are good. My mother was good. So what's good about her? Well, she raised me. She had me. She fed me. Why do you call that good? She was supposed to do that. Your father was supposed to do that. They had you. That wasn't a favor to you. What's good about human beings? Well, I go down to the food bank and I feed the poor. Or I go over to Africa and I feed the little skinny blacks over in Africa, the little dying babies. Oh, that's what's good about you? That's not good. Why do you call that good? Even Christ said, no man is good. Why do you call me good? Imagine Christ saying, don't call me good. Then you call him God. What the? Would God say, don't call me God? And only God is good. So don't feel sorry for that white boy for doing that. All those black people that encouraged him, I don't know. He went there and did it for whatever reason, for the thrill. Why do you think white people don't correct the blacks? Not all the blacks are blamed, but most are. Because white people love the thrill of feeling something about it, a false sense of blame or a false sense of anger or fear. That's why they don't correct the blacks. And the blacks get the thrill from making, they can't make you, you're doing it because you want, but from having white people be afraid. Look how they gotten better in the last 80 years, 70 to 80 years, and you've been acting that way forever. One last one before I go to your calls. Here's a white woman apologized for slavery by kissing boots from UPK. Corporates on Instagram. A white woman feel remorse for what her ancestor have done. So she kisses the boots of the children of the slaves. Instagram.
She crying. These are my boots. She crying with tears of joy. Because she finally knows what repentance feels like. Listen, I believe in you.
Like
I believe in you more than you believe in yourself.
That's right.
I see
right.
you. I see you.
Right.
I believe in you.
Right.
You can do it. You can do it. And you have to kiss every brother's. After you kiss my brother's boots, do you want to just me sit out here with the only brother who got his boot kiss? And for my brothers, you want me to do that?
I will kiss.
Then kiss it.
Put it here.
Kiss it. Put my boots right there. Put your everybody.
Right.
Put your boots right there. There you go. There you go. You gotta stay focused. There you go.
Yeah,
go ahead. Hey, what's your name?
White America.
Come on. Now you got the kindness. You got two more things left, okay? Come on, come on, I believe in you. Come on. Here, you got more work to do, all right? Go right there. Come on. Come on. Come on, you got focus. Focus. Right here. Focus. Now, all the way, same thing. There you go.
He will make you bow down.
Woo, no, God!
Woo, no, God!
This is making you feel better?
Absolutely.
Amazing, huh? That's evil. Both sides. The woman that's doing it is evil, and the people who encourage her to do it are evil. And it's all for the thrill of it. There's nothing good in human nature. That's why you must be born again. You need a brand new nature, the nature of the Father. And then if you feel anything for that woman and those people that are doing that, those black people that encourage that, then you are evil. Every pain you felt while looking at that, every sadness you felt while looking at that, you are evil. That's why you felt it, because that's what you want in your life. You want to feel bad for people. My sympathy goes out to you. My prayers goes out to you, you say. And you're lying. Your prayers ain't worth a dime. They don't change anything. 888-775-3773. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. You need a brand new heart. A brand new heart. Sin is of the heart. The heart is wicked. And the heart plays God. It judges. Because it is the devil until it changes. Let me go to the first time caller out of Connecticut, John. John, you are on the air. Derek, see what's going on with John. Don't hang up on him. Christine is out of Mexico. And by the way, happy Men's History Month. August is Men's History Month. Christine, you are on the air.
Oh, good morning, Jesse, and happy Men's History Month.
Thank you, Christine. Happy Men's History Month. I appreciate it.
Yes. I was calling to answer the biblical question.
Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
Okay, so can I say something first real quick before I answer that?
Okay.
So I just want to let it be known that my intent of calling, it's not to teach anything or claim that I have an authority over anything. That's not in my ways. But I just want to share my answer in the light with everyone. And if I'm wrong or I'm a bit off, you know, I'm okay with that. I'm all right to be corrected, criticized, or even reproved. But as long as it keeps me in the right direction of growth, that's what I want to do.
Why did you need to say that?
Just because I understand my place in the world, and I know a lot of people are confused about women. Like, I'm understanding as I'm growing and understanding things that in my place, I'm here to learn in quietness, but I'm not above anything. Like, I have no authority over men here.
But why do you need to say that?
Just because I think the way our society is now, like a lot of people think that when they hear a girl speak that they're going to listen to everything that they say. And I agree with you that, you know, anyone who listens to the woman always suffers. So, you know, just sharing what I know, but not trying to claim anything over anyone.
But why do you think about what others are thinking about what you say or do?
Just out of respect. That's all.
How respect what?
My brothers and sisters.
How's that respect? That's a weakness.
I didn't realize that.
That's a thrill. You said that for a thrill. Now you seem like you're doing the right thing for the right reason, and you want everybody to know you ain't trying to do this. Your concern is not or should not be what others are thinking about what you're doing at all. Amazing, huh?
Yeah, but I appreciate you telling me that. Thank you. Because like I said, I just want to grow and learn, and if I'm in a misdirection, I'm always open for correctness. So thank you for that, Jesse. I appreciate you.
Amazing. Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
Well, actually, neither of them did.
And why you say neither did?
Because from what I understand, you know, and I could be wrong, like I said, but from what I understand, you know, God's words gave me life and they actually guide me within it. And his laws are what's going to keep me in that life. It doesn't really change it, except maybe my experiences within it. But if I go outside of those laws, then that changes life into death. And my experience will only be death.
Amazing.
And that's all I have to say about that, you know.
Well, I appreciate that, Christine. And I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. Stay with it. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes. And in the middle of the day sometimes too, but definitely every morning and every night.
All right. Well, practice, stay present all day.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
And happy.
You all have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Let me go to Oklahoma and talk to that's not how you spell Jim. I think that's Caleb. Why are you telling me Jim? What the? Caleb out of Oklahoma. Caleb, you are on the air.
Amazing, Jesse.
Hey,
good
Caleb.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Man, it is amazing to talk to you. I just called to give you a couple things. I'll answer the biblical question real quick.
Which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
Well, I would say that the way I see it is kind of both. Both of them.
And why do you say both?
I'd say the words kind of changed my mind, and the laws, I became aware that the laws were written on my heart. And I would say the words changed my mind and the laws changed my heart.
Okay. Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Hey, Christina, I heard your little reference to Forrest Gump there. That's all I have to say about that. That was good.
All right. Thanks, Caleb.
I was gonna say, so I've got an update for you about forgiving my father.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So I called you a couple of months ago, and I had already sat with my mother and forgave her, and it was so powerful to sit with my dad and confess to him that I had been resenting him. All this stuff that you say was so true, and I was not aware of it because I just rejected the truth by not accepting it. I sat with him. I told him that I was resenting him and brought up a couple of things specifically to him where, you know, I admitted to him that I should have protected my kids from him. And it's just been amazing, Jesse. It's like I kind of wanted to call you last month and tell you about it. And a couple of things, I was very busy, but also I just kind of had to sit in it for a while just to kind of see what was happening, you know. And what's been happening is I have dropped my anger, man. It's amazing. I'm so grateful for you waking me up. You've listening to you has helped me wake up, and it's just really been amazing, Jesse.
And what did your father say when you forgave him?
I went into it understanding that when he overreacts, that I didn't have to do anything about it, and even it was probably not the right thing for me to expect that.
Well, what did he say
at all? But he did. He kind of put a couple of things. He gave his little two cents on a couple of things, and he sort of got a little upset about it. But really, it ended with him being grateful that I confessed that to him. It was really cool.
Right on. Amazing.
It is amazing.
And so are you doing a silent prayer every morning and night now?
Yes.
And are you practicing staying present?
Yes.
Amazing. When you haven't seen anything yet, it gets clearer and clearer and clearer. Your mind will be absolutely clear if you stay with it.
That's right, man. I believe it.
Amazing. Thank you, Caleb. I appreciate that, man.
I had one more question if you had time.
Okay, hold on. Can you hold?
I sure can, yep.
Okay, when I come back, we're going to go right back to the callers. We're going to get as many as possible today.
So,
hate news, not the fake news. I'll be right back.
I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one. of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is, by the way, I'm wearing an old shirt. You may recognize it from Get a Job. He used to put out the Jesse Lee Peterson Savage Moments. Shout out Get a Job. The late great. I'm just kidding. He's not dead that I know of. Shout out Get a Job. Anyway, Friday, August 7th, AD 2026. The lines are full, y'all. JLP will be right back. He'll get right back to your calls. Okay? Caleb and everybody else, hang on, callers. We will get to you. And we'll get to your super chats as well. There were many from yesterday as well as today. Okay? Appreciate them. And more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. And nice. Comment. The far left off the deep end AP says, Trump signs two orders to try to limit birthright citizenship. See, he's still working at it. Our greatest president. In the United States, after the so-called Supreme Court rejected his last efforts to limit birthright citizenship, they made it so those Chinese people can do their birth tourism. They can come here pregnant, have babies in like a whole house full of pregnant women and a doctor, and those babies are Americans, according to the so-called Supreme Court. Ridiculous, huh? Anyway, the far-left AP fact-checks Trump's recent claims about the U.S. economy, and a Senate committee votes to hold Fauci in contempt. Oh, Lord. Of Congress. Contempt of Congress. And there's more than 90,000 rubber ducks that have been dumped into the Chicago River. I think they do that every year, right? Or every, maybe I'm wrong. I feel like I've seen that before. Whatever. Skylines have gotten taller and more creative, according to Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN. But building upward apparently isn't ambitious enough. There's a new underwater habitat off the Florida Keys. Could spark a race to build on the ocean floor. That's interesting, huh? Cool. Could be fun. So, about that birthright citizenship. CNN says President Donald J. Trump signed two new executive orders yesterday, aimed at restricting birthright citizenship further, right? And birth tourism, like I just mentioned. In June, the so-called Supreme Court rejected Trump's earlier push to narrow birthright citizenship, affirming that children born on U.S. soil are so-called citizens, even if their parents are in the country illegally or just temporarily. Huh. But the new orders take a more limited approach. One would deny birthright citizenship to children born to alien enemies, quote-unquote alien enemies, members of foreign terrorist organizations, and some people acting on behalf of foreign governments. Nice. The other targets people traveling to the United States to give birth, though existing law prohibits obtaining a visa primarily to secure a U.S. citizenship for a child. Nice. And those Western wildfires up north, you know, in Washington, right, Spokane and all that. The alleged arsonist accused of starting the first of three devastating wildfires in Washington state admitted to igniting that blaze and more than two dozen other fires since last year. He'd been questioned on, like, two prior fires, bus-sized fires, big old bus, you know. He faces five counts of first-degree arson. He'd already served a term for, not murder, but convicted as manslaughter. He pleaded guilty in a plea deal. Anyway, meanwhile, crews are bracing for strong winds and soaring temperatures that could worsen conditions on this weekend. This comes as dozens of fires burn across the West, deteriorating the air quality for millions of people. Washington and Oregon experiencing their worst fire seasons in more than 30 years, fueled in part by human-caused climate change, so says Commie Nonsense Network with their Commie Nonsense. I'm James Hague.
Somewhere in the world today, have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God? The words of God or the laws of God, which changed your life? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. If you got to run around, but you still would like to listen as it is happening, you can. You call the listen line number at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's relaxed day. It's the end of the work week day for some people. It is. And I want you to watch this video. My first time seeing it was in the first hour today. And the Anchor Baby put it together. It's funny. It is like, Grandpa, tell me about the good old day. What's going on? Tell me what's going on in this old world. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You charm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's
early? Don't cry. Try not to cry.
I'm just trying not to cry.
In Eastern Washington this morning, Ken capturing this video of their beloved neighborhood going up in flames.
Feels like a metaphor for my life.
Charging 37-year-old Aaron Farnacci with a single count of arson.
To execution at dawn.
Get a room.
New Yorkers are buzzing about this scandalous kiss, but what really has them going? The power difference, like with her being an associate. He was placed on administrative leave.
Remember when this country didn't suck?
And the rock is red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Still there.
What's going on? And that was Martha Reed. Nowhere to run to, baby. I got nowhere to hide to, baby. That was Martha Reed. What happened to Martha? She is no longer Reed. What the? 8887 Jesse. We're going back to the busy phone. Caleb out of Oklahoma. I had to put him on hold there. Caleb.
What's up, Jesse?
Go ahead.
Well, just a quick shout out for my homies in Oklahoma. For Bill, Joshua, and Luke, and JT. Thank you guys for listening. Love you guys.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Caleb. I appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go to stay with the prayer, Caleb. Let me go to Jim, a first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Let's see here. Jim, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, man?
All is well.
Excellent, excellent. So frame up the question for today again.
Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
Yeah, so I believe both. And, you know, Paul tells Romans, says the power of God for salvation is the gospel. And so he also tells the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, you know, he starts out by saying that the gospel, that he's going to make a declaration of the gospel. And then he explains in verses 3 and 4 what specifically the gospel is in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so when he tells Romans that faith comes by hearing, you know, it is the word of God, and the law being a lamp, you know, being a schoolmaster. When a person's born again, they have to know what the word of God says. I mean, the Spirit wrote, and then the Spirit lives inside of us, so Spirit is necessarily drawn to Spirit. So a person's going to want to know what God's word says. And then when they develop a relationship.
So which one changed your life?
First, hearing the word of God, but the law is a part of the word of God.
And how did hearing the word of God change your life?
Because that's how we come to faith.
What?
That's how the faith, belief, and trust are all derivatives of the same word in the Koine Greek. And so coming to faith through the word of God, God is ultimately the one that draws. The Father draws us to the Son. And then, you know, that message is in the Word, and the law is written on our hearts.
And so how did the Word, so which one changed your life, the Word or the laws?
I have to say both, because the law is a part of God's Word. So the Word of God itself.
How did the words of God change your life, Jim?
You're saying how?
Yes.
Because when we come to contextual understanding, a comprehension to stand under the Word of God, then He becomes the object of our faith.
And how did that change your life?
Insofar as changing my life, there are things that I think, say, and do that are contrary to how... you know, Jeremiah talks about a man's heart. You know, we're always going to have this flesh, but my thinking, my speaking, and my actions, they look completely different. They do look different, but we still struggle with our flesh. But our lives change. God changes us through His Word.
How did the words change your life?
Like a contrast between who I used to be and who I am now?
Who you used to be and who are you now?
Who I used to be was, you know, kind of a street thug, a violent man, lots of profanity, and just a fool. Today,
who are you now?
In contrast to that, I really, I think about things insofar as how scripture would frame up the way I should think about said subject, and then how I should speak to it, and then how I should act on it.
I don't know what you mean by that. Give me an example how you do those things because of time.
Okay, so if there is something that is coming into, let's just say something everyone can identify with, a job. If there's a job and people are throwing dollar bills at me, like we can get this and that and yada yada, but it kind of, there's a conviction insofar as what I have to do to make money working for this company, then I'm going to, you know, pray about it, see what God's word says about it. But that conviction is going to stay strong. And if I don't agree with the moral compass of that company that's offering me a job that pays more, then I won't agree with it, because I don't see in Scripture, in God's word, where it changes the conviction.
So you think God would convict you about a job?
I think that God, you know, the Spirit, one of the principal chief ministries of the Holy Spirit is to convict, you know, the world of sin. And if going into...
Do you think God would convict you about a job?
If that job is morally not sound.
What? I mean, what? I don't know what you mean by that. I'm black and slow, so you may be right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't know what you mean by that.
So let's say, okay, I've taught martial arts for a long time, and I've ran security groups and things like that. And let's say a club comes into the OKC area, and they're looking for somebody to head their security team. But I look at this club and I just see drunken debauchery and things of that nature. My convictions right off the flop, based on what I know when it comes to the Word of God, is not to put myself in a scene like that.
Amazing. Do you still have anger?
Do I have anger? Well, yeah, I think anger is a part of all of our characteristic or our makeup. You know, it's part of the attributes of God. Sadly, my anger can become dark, dreary, and cold, and I step into wrath.
When you said that you believe anger is a what of God?
It's an attribute. It's one of his attributes.
What does that mean?
God, a characteristic.
And so why do you think God, the part of God is anger? Why do you think that?
So... When let's say, for example, when bad things happen to children, we know that Scripture, the Word of God, you know, anger is kindled against all the lawlessness that takes place in the world. And so, and lawless people, because Psalms 5:5 says God hates.
Why do you think God have anger?
Because it's a part of justice.
So then if God has anger, why would he tell you anyone who has anger is evil and never to trust an angry person?
Yeah, so...
Why would God say that if he's of anger?
Yeah, because he is always going to be righteous in his anger, whereas...
God never said he had righteous anger. He said anger is evil. Why would he tell us... Don't be angry, and don't trust an angry person if he's angry.
Right. So in the New Testament, we're told, be angry, sin not. Do not let the sun set on
God
your wrath.
Who told you that?
That's in Ephesians.
Who told you that?
Who told me that that's in Ephesians?
Who told you that's from God?
Who told me of the Word of God, that God's Spirit, the...
God's Spirit told you to be angry.
Say it again.
God's Spirit told you to be angry.
The Spirit of God wrote the words of God down for us. And the
so then why would the Spirit of God write the words down? Don't be angry. Anyone who has anger is evil. Anger,
yeah, because when,
and not to trust an angry person.
Yeah, because the kinds of anger that are unjust, that lead to wrath and evil and wickedness in context.
Jim, do you hear yourself?
I do.
Why would God tell you not to be angry, and then you saying that you should be angry?
Because the context for which we're in two different addresses in the Bible, they don't contradict each other. They complement each other.
So how does anger complement God?
Because he is always right. He is always just in his anger. He can be angry.
Anger is not just.
So in his words, he in Psalms 5:5 it says that God hates all those who work iniquity.
So why do you be angry then?
As a part of any emotional characteristic that humans have, it's not
anyone
unjust.
Who has anger is of their father, the devil.
That is not, that's not a contradiction. It's what we're framing up. There are two different kinds of anger.
But you know, let me do this because it's not Bible thumper, and so many people waiting. It's Open Line Friday. Let me ask, who are you?
Who am I?
No, who are you?
Who are you? I'm Jim. Who are you?
Who are you, Jim?
I am Jim.
That's your name. Who are you?
You're going to have to frame it up for me because I'm evidently way too slow to comprehend the question.
All right. I'm making clear.
Okay.
Who are you, Jim from Oklahoma? Who are you?
I'm a sinner saved by grace.
So your name is Jim. You're a sinner saved by grace, but who are you?
Yeah, again, I'm not smart enough to understand the question.
How is it possible to know God but not know who you are?
Well, the best way for me to know who I am is to know who God is. I am the creation. He is the creator. And so, therefore, the only way I can get closer to knowing who I are is if I know who he is.
So who are you?
I'm a creation of God, a sinful man.
Okay, you told me what you are, and you're a sinner, but who are you? One last time, who are you?
And again, Jesse, I'm clearly not comprehending what it is that you're saying.
Oh, okay.
You're saying who are you, Jesse?
No, I asked you that question.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer the question.
Why don't you know how to answer who you are? You know all these scriptures. You can quote Matthew until the cows come home, but you don't know who you are.
I'm a sinner saved by grace. That's who I are.
That's what you say you are, but who are you?
Yeah, Jesse. Again, like you said, I can take you to a lot of addresses in the Bible and break down theological complexities and things like that. But
and that's the problem.
Clearly, that's my problem.
Yeah.
Well, then help me, educate me, so that I don't have that problem, instead of just telling me that I have a problem and then not helping me work through it. Educate
All right.
me, teach me.
Do you want to know who you are?
I've been asking you to help me with that.
Do you want to know?
Repeatedly.
Do you want to know who you are?
Yes, please tell me, Jesse, who am I?
I can tell you how to find out who you are.
Is that going to go back to scripture?
No, Jim. Be quiet. Oh, you and all these scriptures. Here's how to discover who you are. Get to know yourself by living from within. Go and forgive your mother for recreating your her image. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from her. They both could not help themselves. And if you should do that, you will discover who you are by discovering who you're not.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can find that in scripture, so that's going to be a challenge for me.
You need to find in scripture. You need to go and forgive your mama.
Yeah, I do forgive.
Do you forgive your mama?
Absolutely.
Did you tell her?
Oh, yes, she's aware.
What did you say to her?
Oftentimes, before she ended up in it's a mental institution for the criminally insane, just constantly apologizing for, certain things, and you just break it down like, Mama, I'm not mad. Like I'm not angry at you. I don't hate you. I love you, and I forgive.
You have not forgiven your mama. You hate your mama.
I hate my mother.
Yeah, you have not forgiven her.
Okay, help me understand that. Educate me.
Have you forgiven your father?
Well, if I tell you that I have, the same way my mother, you're going to tell me that I hate my father.
Have
so.
You forgiven your father?
Sure.
For not protecting you from your mother?
I forgive my father in words because my father died just before I was 3.
Oh, so why you say yeah then?
Because I don't have to go to him to hold. A person can hold anger for someone that has died before they've gotten the opportunity to go to them in person and say, I hate you, or vice versa. A person may have died before they were given the opportunity to go to them in person.
Jim, I got to run. Call me again.
Okay. Okie dokie.
And I appreciate your response to the biblical question, and I'll put my juices in on Sunday, all right?
Yeah, man.
Thank you, Jim. Amazing.
Yes. All right.
Amazing. Let me go to Gene out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my mind. Gene, you are on the air.
Hey. Hello, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Gene.
How are you? I just wanted to answer the biblical question today.
All is well, and the biblical question is, what changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
For me, personally, Jesse, it was the words of God.
And how did the words of God change your life?
Because, well, I grew up going to church, so I always knew the laws, but I still did exactly what I wanted to do, even though I knew the laws. But it wasn't until I actually read the words of God for myself, and then the words of God spoke directly to me when and I realized that that's when it became personal for me, when I read his words and then I realized who God is and how I fit into his plan.
And who is God?
I'm a big fan of the Old Testament. I think the Old Testament really teaches you, gives you a good lesson on who he is. He is the creator of everything. He is good. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere. He is all-powerful. And so those are the things that I learned when I read it for myself.
And when you said the words spoke to you, how did you just say that, right?
Yeah, the words.
And how did the words speak to you?
Because those words that I read became personal. I realized that those words were speaking directly to me when it was saying God created mankind, and when it was saying God's intentions for me, it was speaking directly to me. When it would correct me, God, when I read the laws, I knew when I read it, I realized that he was correcting me personally, not just some words on page, but he was speaking directly to me.
And so you changed from what to what?
From from doing what I want to do whenever I got ready to do it, to trying to do what it is that God wants me to do.
Oh, what is it that He wants you to do?
Obey Him, serve Him, love Him. I think it boils down to the Ten Commandments. I take that very seriously. I think He pretty much spells it out what He wants us to do. And the most important thing I learned is that God loves me and He wants to do it for me. You know,
well, I appreciate your response, Jean, to the biblical question. And because of time, I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. That's interesting.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. You take care now.
And you stay with it. Bye-bye. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
I sure will.
All right. Amazing. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, says that with the biblical question answer,
which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
The laws of God. I had started to read his super chat yesterday toward the end of the show.
All right.
And he said, different people look at the same Bible verse, the words of God, quote unquote, and translate and come to opposite conclusions. Love God before all else and your neighbor, yourself. If you live by the law, heaven ain't that far. Love y'all. Heart, amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Luke, answering the question, what I truly love.
What in life do you truly love?
I truly love the present moment. And the reason I can say that is because when I distract myself from the present moment, it no longer gives me a thrill or life.
Amazing. Thank you.
And Eli 9A yesterday, the law of with a BQ answer.
What changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
The law of God changes my life from darkness to light, which is the love of God. And then I live from the words of God, which is the ways of God. This reminds me of words of the Bible that says, God is the fountain of life and water flowing. Guide the way is His words.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Jack B, double exclamation mark emoji.
Thank you, Jack B.
And Brian R, JLP, if the Bible is infallible.
Infallible word.
And if Jesus is God, then how would they change anything for you? It probably wouldn't. Relax and have a wait and see, says Brian R.
Is that a response to the biblical question?
No.
Oh. Thank you, Brian R.
Nice. Thank you, Brian R.
Yeah, thank you.
He's been a member for 4 months.
I appreciate it.
He says, with another super chat, Brian R., the Gospels are different expressions of Jesus, not biographies. A writer from 2 AD Syria combined all four into one Gospel. Mark, Matthew, and Luke are, quote-unquote, synoptic.
What's synoptic mean?
Let me ask the AI.
You don't know? You white.
You did. Of or constituting a synopsis. That doesn't help. The heck? What the heck? Presenting a summary of the principal parts or general view of the whole. Taking a same point of view. Yeah, syn is like synonym, same name. And then optic is eye, same view type stuff. Relating or being to the first three Gospels of the New Testament, which share content, style, and order of events, and which differ largely from the Gospel of John.
Thank you. Amazing. I just learned something. Synopsis.
And we're going to have to read the rest of your super chats later, y'all.
Thank you all. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Amazing. Thank you for your support. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back. Moving right along. It is Open Line Friday. What in your life do you truly love? What do you truly love? Couple announcements. I do cameos, personal shout-outs for you. I will do them myself. Wedding shout-outs, encouragement shout-out, congratulations, birthdays, happy anniversary, whatever the occasion is, I can do them for you. Go to make your request be known, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, or shoutouts.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. Shoutouts.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. And check out our merch, amazing merch. And we are celebrating 250 years of America. We just finished celebrating 9 years of White History Month, July. But we're still celebrating 250 years of America. And as a result, I have this silver coin to offer you. My face was put on a silver coin. You can invest, and then it still helped bond. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. 800-411-BOND, and we only had 250, so they're going really fast. I encourage you to get them. And you investment for yourself and a way to give it back to help a bond. And then we have the Punchy's Coffee, amazing coffee. I have my own coffee, and it is good. The people are loving the coffee. And the books, oh, Lord. Check out the books, are amazing. I will sign them as well. And then we have T-shirts and mugs and tote bags and hats and all kind of amazing things. You're going to look good in them. You're going to wear them. It'll be amazing. And give them for gifts. All right? Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. All right? It's amazing. I want to just finish up on our Super Chat hate that we started. Because we didn't get them all yesterday. I want to make sure we get to them today.
Indeed. Indeed.
Super.
Super Chats.
See, Bill, we are truly living in the weak men generation. Sad. Tear or sweat. Frowny face.
What a sad way to live. Amazing. Thank you.
Also from yesterday, SLPW Faith 1969 says, neither word of God nor law of God changed my mind in answer to the biblical question.
What changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
I hid neither. I hid behind the law. Jesus, the living word, saved my life, but only the Spirit changed my life. Says Slow Faith or Slipple Faith, 1969.
Thank you. I appreciate your response, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing. Thank you.
Josh from Georgia with a BQ response.
Hey, Josh from Georgia. Georgia on my mind. What changed your life, Josh? The words of God are the laws of God.
The laws of God changed my life when I complied with the law of telling my mother I was wrong for hating her. My life stopped revolving around her and females, and my things changed for the better. The words of God, quote-unquote, have always seemed confusing and contradictory to me. Satan uses words to confuse, confound, and hypnotize people.
So the laws?
Yep.
Amazing. Laws. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
10 coffees from Eugene. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Happy Men's History Month. Amazing.
Happy Men's History Month. August is Men's History Month.
CMGB 802. Welcome, new JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Aries 1, 888 gold pills on pills.net.
Right on. Thank you.
Very generous.
I appreciate it.
BQ from Jail Bell,
what
71.
Correction on Jail
Bell. I don't think that Jail Bell is answering the BQ, even though Jail Bell says BQ. I think it's the question about what do you truly love in life.
Oh, okay. That's not the BQ, but what in life do you truly love?
If I'm being honest with myself, I'm loving my hell. Distraught emojis. Shout out, hashtag.
Amazing. Every man, every woman love their misery. Because if they didn't, they would let it go. They won't let it go because they love it. They love their emotions, so-called good and bad. They love judging themselves and others. They love worry. They value thoughts and feelings and judgment and doubts and worry. You hear how they justify anger. They love anger so much and resentment. They think Jesus was angry. They think there's a righteous anger because they love misery. They love the anger. I appreciate it. Stay with it.
Half Black Tony, don't work on yourself unless you're fully committed and aware that all thoughts are lies. The devil gets mad and sends his demons out with the quickness to get you back into believing lies.
The devil even tell you, oh, you don't have to do the silent prayer. You know, you did it enough. It's working. Or he tell you, oh, you don't have time. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And you believe it because you and the devil are one. Right on. Thank you.
Quark Ark says, pardon me if I'm butchering your name, a pursuit of logic, care, and understand. Christmas tree, wing, stars, ogre or troll, woman, thing, polar bear.
And that's responding to what do you love in life?
Oh, I suppose maybe it is.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't considered that it might be an answer to that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Quark Ark. Quark Ark. Tay, the kingdom speaker, you'll know who you are when you stop thinking.
Amazing. Thank you.
April C., Jesse, that's no white boy kissing the boots. Just look at his wig. Staged mess, claims April. I'm with you, April. We'll go with he wasn't actually white. So we can...
No, you were white. And he had white hair.
And then that woman was undeniably white. That was no... What's that comedian who dressed up as a white woman? That was no dress-up. That was a real white gal.
Amazing. Thank you. What a mess.
Yeah. Eric, Five Coffees. The truth isn't moved by criticism or praise.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Half Black Tony Jesse, that call with the Bible Thumper was deep. Shout out. He black.
Amazing. Thank you.
0906 Durr on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
Evil people love hearing their own evil voices. Jesse, am I judging for noticing, or am I asking because I know I'm judging? Am I just evil? I got annoyed by Jim. Ugh. Peeking, covering his eyes, but peeking emoji. Number two emoji, straight face, melting.
You have no right to get annoyed at anyone for any reason at any time. What the... Where is the love? Thank you.
No Mo Thoughts. It's nice to see there's some working on myself to do every moment of every day. I don't think I'll ever be bored again.
Stay with it. Stay with it.
Marcus G. 59. All these Bible Thumpers, and it's not even Bible Thumper Thursday. Amazing. What a mess. Laughing 100. I love it here. Oh, Lord, help them. Everybody hates the truth except baby Jessica's daddy.
Oh, God. Everybody and they mama if you're black. Everyone and their mama if you're white. What the? Thank you.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all.
Nice.
I appreciate your support. Did you hear... According to this report, that this white woman told this black woman to pick up her trash, stop littering it, and all hell broke loose, according to Atlanta Black Star. This is from TikTok.
Okay. The question is not for me.
No, the question is why. No, the question is why are you at my door asking me that I put this trash on
I'm
the ground?
I'm just wondering.
Are you going to pick it up?
I didn't dump it there.
Okay, so why are you worried about it?
I ain't your slave.
Who the f*** is you talking to?
I ain't your slave.
I ain't your slave either, bitch. So get the f*** out of my face. I ain't your slave either, bitch. So get the f*** out of my face. Get off my car. Get off my
I'm asking.
I don't give a f- what the f*** you was asking. So who the f*** you talking to? Like you, who the f*** are you talking to?
I'm asking if
who you about to, listen now, you about to get the police because I bitch, who you talking to? Talking about you ain't my slave.
You never,
who the f*** are you talking to?
Just because you're
who the f*** are you talking
just
to?
You're laughing.
I don't give a f***.
You don't care.
I don't give a f***. Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to?
Get the f*** away from my car.
I ain't your slave.
Keyword, slave. Oh, Lord. So, is she recording herself or someone else recording her?
This black lady, she's quite apparently recording, like, selfie video of herself and the white lady.
So, was it all in that?
That I couldn't tell because when the white lady repeated at the very end, I ain't your slave,
yeah,
and said it in a black accent or a southern accent, that felt fake. It felt staged, but I can't tell necessarily. Because the black lady certainly was a good actress at being angry and shouting, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's so interesting that they pick up the phone right away.
Yeah, at any confrontation.
Any confrontation, you're already mad. How you going to think to pick the phone up and then put it out online?
A lot of people do that in real life, but I don't know. It's Yeah.
So maybe it's all an act.
It totally could be.
That's amazing to me. This preacher, and then I get back to your call. This preacher went out on the streets, according to the report, and he asked this lady to make a choice. $1 million or your dad? Which would you give? If some preacher said, hey, I give you $1 million or your dad, take your dad's life or whatever. He didn't say take your dad's life. He just said, or your dad. Would you take the million?
I don't understand. What do you mean, take my dad or whatever?
In a street. Well, I don't know what he means. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
My producer gave it to me. It says, in a street interview, preacher Shane asked a young girl, $1 million or your dad? So I don't know what that means at all.
Yeah.
Watch this from Instagram.
Would you rather have a strong father in your life or $1 million?
$1 million.
And why is that?
Because I love my dad, but no offense, but I need the money. Like.
You would replace your dad for $1 million?
Yeah. I'll give him some of the money, he would come back.
No, he's out of the picture. You either get a dad in your life or $1 million.
My mom would be proud of me, and we would have money, so I guess money. I love my dad, but...
This generation is cooked.
No, it's not.
It is.
What do you think about that?
That's not a fair question, because, first of all, younger kids than that girl are the ones that need their parents. I don't know how old that girl is. She's already been messed up by her parents, and she doesn't... You can't imagine. You can't put yourself in that situation. That's a fake situation. I disagree with the premise. I agree with her. That's not evidence of them being.
Well, according to that report, she said her mama be proud.
Yeah. That's not good.
She'd take that $1 million over her dad. Her mama be proud.
But you can't go back and like, young kids don't care about money at all. But at that age, they do care about money, and of course, they don't even like their parents by then. Especially, well, I don't know.
Really what?
Well, she kind of likes her mom being proud of her. Apparently.
It sounds like she would take the $1 million over her father for her mama's happiness.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yep.
888, what a mess! 888-77. Jesse, let me go to Jared out of Michigan. Jared, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
It's Derek, D-E-R-I-C-K. That was my fault because, you know, I ain't got all my teeth.
Oh.
So it ain't your producer's fault.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like Jared when I say my own name.
But it's Derek. Okay.
You know, Jesse, I wanted to come on here and get it off my chest. The Hebrew Israelites gave me a hard time on the corner the other day, and I wanted to get it off my chest.
Are you a first time
about
calling?
All that? But yeah, no. I'm a long time caller. I called
okay.
you before, Justin.
All right, go ahead.
And I wanted to talk to you about that. But then I seen the Martha Reeves thing, and then I changed all my whole thing. So I can't come over here and roast the Hebrew Israelites because that'd be too easy and too much like fun. Anyway, I'm here to back up Martha Reeves because she's getting roasted. She a Michigander. And I got my harmonica.
Martha Reed is the lady that was singing the, at the event.
Yeah.
There,
she was singing the national anthem at the baseball game.
What's wrong
she had some
her?
Backup. Y'all can't do Martha like that's dancing in the streets. I can't let her go out like that. She's from Michigan. So I'm here with my harmonica to show you how us real Boomers played the national anthem.
But let me ask, they allow her, or why would she do that song?
Well, I don't know why her folks let her out there like that. Are they doing that's senior abuse?
On that song.
It's senior abuse,
yes. Why did they let her do it and do that, you think?
is senior abuse. That's all it is for the money. They out there, they roll you out there for a couple thousand dollars. And it's horrible, man. You got a name. You got a trademark. You Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, you know, and she might not even be living. It might have been a robot. Who knows?
Anyway, she's alive.
Okay. I'm just saying, you try to get my point. I got the harmonica.
Okay,
I'm
going to
play you how you really listen. Now, I'm just going to do a stanza, and then I'm going right into the climax of the thing for the sake of, you know, time.
Yeah,
and everything.
Because
I can't
of time.
Play the whole national anthem. So, and I had a white uncle attempted to try to show me this, and I want to apologize to y'all just real quick, Jesse, because since the silent prayer, I don't drink no more. So I can't really play this thing no more since I don't drink no more. Okay?
Okay.
Here you go. All right. I don't see nothing. Here I go. Here's a climax. Jesse.
Thank you, Derek.
Amazing.
Thank you, Derek. That was amazing. Martha Reed, eat your heart out. Poor Martha. Thank you, Derek. Derek hung up. Thank you, Derek. I appreciate it. Let me go to Russia and talk to, the U.S., not Russia. And talk to New, you are on the air.
Morning.
Hey, New.
How are you, sir?
All is well.
Fantastic. Thank you for taking the call. I'll be brief.
Okay. Are you a first-time caller, New?
No, I'm not, actually. I've called once. In the past, you were mostly retractory, so just wanted to give you another chance to talk with you real briefly.
All right.
Just wanted to commend you, first of all, on your position about women. Mostly you're right, unfortunately, about your position on women. You helped to enlighten a lot of men about women and their position in the world.
New, can you hold? Let me take a break. Can you hold?
Yeah, I can hold for you. Sure, buddy.
And I'll come right back to you when I come back from this break. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now, and I'll be right back. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. And I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
there's some serious mess going on in this here world. Thailand, a school shooting. You may have heard about it, or you may not have. 14-year-old allegedly went after his, killed his grandparents, and then carried out an attack at a school shoot at a school shooting in Thailand. The Asian Pacific Islander type people. And Hormuz talks, as our Hormuz talks going, Mitch McConnell discharged from this rehabilitation center, Senator Mitch McConnell. AI made 16 new viruses from scratch, and they're not computer viruses. They're supposedly real-life viruses in their lab, supposedly, or something. Stanford University used AI to create new viruses. Wow. To Dr. Fauci, anybody? Eat your heart out, Dr. Fauci. Just kidding around. But anyway, yeah, this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We're going into hour three, y'all. JLP will be right back. Hang on, callers. Jesse Lee will be right back to new and the rest of the callers. And we'll get to more of your super chats. We do see them. We appreciate them. It is hate news, not fake news. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, there's the Hake Report. That's my show, live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. All right? And then after the Hake Report, before American Anchor Baby, usually American Anchor Baby is right after Hake, but before American Anchor Baby, between Hake and Anchor Baby, is The Fallen State with that black guy from Indiana, a either a politician or a lawyer type of official, government official or something. I forget what he was. Check him out, though. It's a very interesting interview. Nice. The Fallen State TV on YouTube and Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble. But there is rumble.com/TFS. T as in Tom, or T as in the. F as in fallen. S as in state. Rumble.com/TFS. You can follow the Fallen State Rumble there, by the way. Just a nice little side note. But sweet. And then American Anchor Baby, live on YouTube and Rumble, and then Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. And by the way, shout out to the men who attended the men's forum last night, first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond, men's forums first Thursday, women's forums third Thursday for the ladies only, rebuildingtheman.com/events. You can check out past events and upcoming. We only just do it like the week of, but you can call ahead, 1-800-411-BOND or 1-800-411-2663. That's 323-782-1980 is the Bond office number. If you ever need to leave a message or ask something, we can get back to you. Nice. A teenage gunman, gun male, 14. Interesting that they called him a gun man. Shouldn't they say gun boy if they really think that 14-year-olds are children? But anyway, went on a rampage at his high school in Bangkok, Thailand earlier today. Bangkok. Killing teachers and students in one of the countries of Thailand's deadliest school shootings in recent years. 14-year-old suspect allegedly carried out the attack after killing his grandparents in their home. At least six people at the school were fatally shot. Three students, three teachers. Suspected gun male. They call him gun man. Turned the weapon on himself and later died. So said Thailand's prime minister. Wow, terrible. Iran finalizing a deal with Oman on vessel traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, but Tehran says that alone will not reopen the critical waterway. They're demanding several guarantees from the USA before ships can transit freely. Ongoing talks between Iran and Oman are important because they could lead to the full reopening of the country's most of the world's most critical energy choke point. Meanwhile, Iran's top negotiator Thursday accused our greatest president of theater diplomacy. Pots and kettles, perhaps. Washington and Tehran gave sharply conflicting accounts whether talks to reopen the strait were taking place. Mitch McConnell, senator, said Thursday he's been discharged from the rehabilitation center, recovering after a fall. He had fallen. I didn't know that. On the advice of my doctors, I'll maintain an intensive regimen of physical therapy from home during the state work period and engage with my staff and colleagues on important Senate business. 84-year-old Kentucky Republican. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Hi, y'all, and good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week: which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Jesse Lee Peterson, excuse me, .com/show. And if you're out and about running around, you can still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's
early? Don't cry. I'm trying not to cry.
I'm just trying not to cry.
In Eastern Washington this morning, Ken capturing this video of their beloved neighborhood going up in flames.
Feels like a metaphor for my life.
Charging 37-year-old Aaron Farnacci with a single count of arson.
To execution at dawn.
Get a room.
New Yorkers are buzzing about this scandalous kiss, but what really has them going? The power difference, like with her being an associate. He was placed on administrative leave.
Remember when this country didn't suck?
And the rock is red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Those dogs are like, what the? Wow, 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 wow. Amazing. I want to go back to who is it, James? New. Right, that's who I was speaking to, out of U.S. New, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you for your time, sir. I'll be brief.
Okay, no problem.
Again, and I appreciate your position again on many of your women issues. Even helped open my eyes on many of the issues that women put out in the world. However, that's soon to change. Women's position will be better in the future. I believe that.
And why do you believe that?
Because there's a plan. There's a plan that you may not be aware of that's been in place since the foundations of the world. And this is Lord New the True, the maker of the incoming United States of Africa. And what do you have to say about that, Jesse?
Repeat that now.
This is Lord New the True, the maker and the bringer of the United States of Africa. And I want to know what you think about that.
I don't know what that means, the United States of Africa.
You know what the United States of America means, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, so we about to have, and I'm putting together and been doing it for almost 40 years, the United States of Africa, and it's coming together very, very well. What's your position on that, Jesse?
But Africa is all screwed up.
Of course it is, but that's why it shines in the eyes of the Most High. America is screwed up.
But Africa doesn't shine because it's all,
Are you going to compare a continent to a country? Are you going to choose an island? Over a country or a country over a continent? Which is greater, Jesse, the gold or the silver?
Can you tell me anything good from Africa?
I can tell you many good things about Africa.
What?
It has the most natural mineral resources on the planet. It's the richest land in the world. Not just in gold and diamonds and natural resources, but also in the people. The people are beautiful. They are lost. They are tribal.
The black people are mostly lost and tribal. White people over there?
What do you mean? I'm not talking about necessarily just race, but since Africa is predominantly the land of the black peoples, yeah, we're talking about the beautiful black race, the best of our people.
Some of them still reside there.
You don't know anything about the best of black people? You think that all the black people are in this degraded condition? Is that what you feel, Jesse, that none of us are honorable?
No, I'm asking you, what's good about the blacks in Africa?
Because we have a wonderful youth. Africa's full of youth. And promise, Africa has all the resources that it needs to be self-sustaining and take care of itself.
What's good about Africa the black youth in Africa, knowing all the crime they're committing and the way they're carrying on over there? Can you tell me? Because you may, I'm not saying you're not right, New. I just don't know what's good about the black youth in Africa.
Well, have you not heard the scripture, Jesse, that that which is the most today shall be the least tomorrow, and that which is least today shall be the most tomorrow?
No, I'm
asking you. Do you know
you,
that fulfills
I'm
the scripture,
you
Jesse?
What,
Are you I'm not ask, familiar with that?
I'm asking you, what good about the youth in Africa?
There's not too much honorable actually in Africa, and you make a good point, but that's exactly why it's chosen in the eyes of the Most High, because we don't go by sight. We go by faith.
What's good in the youth in Africa?
They have all the potential, brother, to come up and do what they need to do to become a people that are honorable and representative of the human family in a better way, not in the derogatory way, which you oftentimes focus on.
How do you know they have the potential when they are not displaying any potential at this time?
Because they don't have the leadership, Jesse. Now the leadership is here, as well as the technology that we can see and hear each other, and we can make the change that we find a way. We can do that now, Jesse, because that is available at the hands of he that has hair like lamb's wool and feet burned in the brass.
What makes you
think
that?
Feet like brass burned in a furnace.
Why do you think, because of time, why do you think they want to change?
They have to change, Jesse. They have no choice. They're not going to be given an option, just
they
like the United States has to change.
They do have a choice.
No. What do you mean they have a choice? Explain yourself, Jesse.
They can stay in their misery.
Yeah, and they can come out of it, too, if they got the right leadership.
But they don't want to.
They ain't got no choice, Jesse. They're going to have to. Just like you have to. Just like you have to comply with. When you go to the store, you have to comply with the prices and the means of payment. You have to comply or you're breaking the law. You have to comply because there's a system, and that system is called the Matrix that you are chest deep in.
I don't quite know what you're referring to, but what I want you to know is that the youth in Africa are no different than the elders in Africa, because the elders love being in the mess that they're in. They love their misery, and so does the youth. Why are you thinking that they're going to change when they don't
want to change?
Because
I just told you, you got to listen in, Jesse. I just told you, they lack proper leadership.
The leadership is
compromised.
But they're not going to get it. They live in Africa.
Oh, they're going to get it. It's here, and you're talking to it.
What do you mean?
It's working, too. It's talking to the leader of the United States of Africa. You're talking to he that's making it happen right before
United
your very
States,
eyes.
Africa is not in the United States, man. What's wrong with you?
It don't have to be. It don't have to be.
But
what
why
do you
are
what's
you
wrong
calling
with me? Because I see a vision.
Why are you calling
Because I see
the
a vision
United
of our
State
people
of
moving up. And because it's taking place right before your eyes, and nobody's going to stop it.
Stop
and I'm
what?
Calling all those who are listening. It's formation and development. It's taking place right before
are,
you.
Are you
and
like
no one's going to stop
it. Israelite people or something?
No, I'm not an Israelite necessarily. I don't subscribe to any of these religions. You think religion is working in this world, Jesse? That's why our world is the way it is, because it's not working.
Why do you call it? I'm not understanding why you call America Africa.
I didn't call it any. I didn't relate the two at all, other than the fact that America, this country, United States of America, has showed us how to put aside our differences, has showed us how to extol our virtues when it was at one time a virtuous nation, which it is no longer.
But the white
you
people
that,
went
I know
over
that.
There and they built Africa.
But they
so
have
they,
showed us.
So
but
they
have showed us.
Yes, they did.
But they,
they
have showed us how to put it together. And we're going to follow the model that we've learned here in the West and do that on a much larger scale. And it's taking place right before you, Jesse.
So you're going to take the white man's invention?
No.
Nope.
I didn't say anything
Africa?
About the white man. God bless the good white people. We're not mad at the good white people. Some of the white people are absolute trash. But there's a lot of good white people, and they've helped us a lot to get out of our condition.
Do you
and
live
maybe
in
they
Africa?
Understand. I will.
Do you
I
live
will,
there
and I'm
now?
Taking mine with me. And I'm taking mine with me. It's called repatriation.
Do you live down in Africa now?
No, I will be soon enough, Jesse, but I'm not leaving like I told you until one thing happened. What did I tell you last time I was on the air? Reparations
know.
Are due, Jesse.
Oh,
reparations are due, and they're due and payable right along with tithes and offerings to the Lord.
Right on.
If you don't do that, then the country's going to continue to be cursed.
Thank you, New. I appreciate it. What a mess. I did not understand any of that. What a mess. But thank you, man. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Ethan, a first-time caller out of Canada. Thank you, New. Ethan, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So my question is, how do two older, kind of in their mid-30s Christians who come from the world, who previously lived worldly lives, how do they date and court each other and show intimacy without being like sexually intimate?
By not being angry and emotional, and be yourself, and she should be herself, and without a showcase personality, and see what happens.
Okay, thank you.
Are you dating a Christian woman?
I sure am, yes.
And how long have you been dating her?
We've been together for about a month now.
And how's it going so far?
It's going really good. But I guess one of the struggles that we're facing right now is, when we talk, we have these deep conversations, and they do tend to turn more sexual. But both of us are kind of letting it happen. But at the same time, we both say that we're committed to kind of waiting for marriage. So it's just something that we're kind of struggling with.
So when you guys are talking deep, you get hot?
A little bit, yes.
Well, how does talking deep make you hot?
Well, it just, I don't know if it's like a conscious thing, but it just kind of turns into that a little bit. I don't really know quite how it happens.
Do you live with her, or she live with you?
No.
Y'all just on the phone?
On the phone, or yeah, talking in person and, you know, just, but yeah, mostly on the, honestly, yeah, it happens mostly on the phone. Yeah,
give me a
or FaceTime or something.
Give me an example of, without getting hot, give me an example of a deep conversation that makes you hot.
Well, when we're just talking about, you know, the future and stuff like that, we tend to talk about our likes and our dislikes, and then it kind of just turns sexual from there. So, yeah.
Give me.
I don't quite know how it happened. Sorry, Jesse.
You're like, oh, honey, we're gonna have a lot of money and a big house. Oh, Jesus, come by here, Lord. So let me ask: when you speak about the future, what do you say about the future?
Just about, you know, we're kind of just about what we envision for the future. You know. Where we want to be, and, you know, start talking about how many kids we want, or you know, where we want to live, how would we want to raise kids. We're just starting to kind of explore that kind of compatibility aspect, if that makes sense.
And you say you guys have been dating for a month?
About a month now, yeah. But
why are you having
pretty...
those type of conversation right now?
Well, both of us are kind of, it was pretty clear from the beginning that we both date with intention to marry. It's not like a fun thing. You know, it's fun, but, you know, there's an intention behind dating. And I guess both of us kind of agree that we'd like to get that stuff out of the way first before we continue to go further, right?
Does she obey you?
I believe she does, yeah. She definitely honors me, and she's very feminine in that way, where she believes that the man takes lead, and I want to be a good man for her.
And why for her?
Well, just because I believe, you know, a good man is kind of the leader of the household, and I want to kind of take on that role. So I believe that, you know, even though we're not there yet, you can't, as a boyfriend or even just a suitor, you know, you gotta show that you're capable of doing that stuff before you get the title, kind of thing, right?
Of doing what stuff?
Well, just honoring her and taking lead, you know.
And how do you honor her?
Well, by following through of the things that I say I want to do, or say do the things that I say I will do, or say what I am, right? Just by following through and just showing consistency and a firmness, right?
But you should never honor anyone.
Well, what do you mean?
You should only have one God.
Mm. Right.
Why are you honoring her?
Hmm. Well, I guess from my perspective, you know, and we do, like, don't get me wrong, Jesus is at the forefront of our relationship, but...
Not if you're honoring her.
Not if I'm honoring her, yeah. Yeah, I kind of see where you're coming from, yeah.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know, yeah. I don't quite know how to answer that, Jesse. Sorry.
Oh, okay. And how much money have you spent on her already?
Oh, not too much. Roughly. You know, just on, like, are you asking for, like, an amount? Like, yeah. An actual dollar figure?
What have you been spending money on her for?
You know, just small gifts and tokens and whatnot. Like, her birthday was not too long ago. So, you know, I got her... got her some birthday gifts and whatnot.
Birthday gifts?
Gifts, yeah.
How many?
Three.
How much you end up paying?
Probably about $200.
And then you say you've been buying her small tokens and things?
Well, that's part of the birthday gifts, yeah.
And what else you spent money on her for?
Nothing really. You know, mostly just dates and like dinner and whatnot.
Amazing. Don't spend money on her. Hello?
What do you mean by that?
If you spend money on her now, you'll be paying through your teeth the rest of your life. And then she'll take your children and your money.
Hmm. Okay. Like, I don't think I've been too excessive about it. Just more, you know, like birthday gifts and dinners and stuff like that. What do you mean when, like, how do you not spend money on
How
on
much money somebody? Has she spent on you?
Well, I wouldn't, I, none, but I wouldn't allow it, frankly.
Not even for your birthday?
I haven't had a birthday yet, so some opportunities haven't come up yet in that regard.
Why do you? I can see you buying one little birthday thing if you want to, but I would recommend do what you want. And if you go out to dinner, don't spend a lot of money on dinner. You got to keep it very simple because you up here honoring her. You already worshiping her, she planned this game on you, and it's going to get worse.
Okay.
You've been played all in the name of Jesus.
Fair enough. I guess it don't really feel that way, though.
Because it feel good. The thrill feel good right now, but the thrill would change soon. Because you're setting it up for that. You're honoring her. You're doing all something about you're a Christian and she's a Christian. Why do you think she's a Christian?
Well, she professes to be, and I tend to take people at face value.
Saints professing to be a Christian, man.
Yeah, I just tend to take people at face value, and I haven't seen I'm not a I wouldn't say I'm a naive person, so I haven't seen anything contrary to that.
And, you will keep living. You know. How old is she?
31.
And how old are you?
I'm 36. I'm 36.
And neither one of you been married before?
I have no.
And how about her?
No.
No children by either one?
No, neither of us have children or anything like that.
And so are you a Christian?
I am, yes.
And how do you know you're a Christian?
I believe Christ died for my sins, and I just have a faith. I have faith in Scripture, and that's really as simply as I can put it.
How do you know you're a Christian?
Because I try to walk in the faith. And don't get me wrong, I'm definitely a broken guy. I think everybody is, but I do my best to be diligent in the faith and try to walk it out.
And how do you do something like that? Be diligent in the faith. How do you do that?
By studying Scripture and by trying to live it as best I can in the modern world. And not be of the world, like we're all in the world, but to not be of the world.
And that's what she's doing too?
I believe so, yes. From what I've seen, yep.
And so have you forgiven your mother?
I sure have, yes.
You went to her?
Yes.
And what did you say?
We just had a talk, and I basically just said, look, like, you know, you're an angry woman, and it's made me, I'm 36 again. I've been listening to you a long time, so I've actually gone through a lot of these things. But basically, just to answer your question, it was, look, you're an angry woman, and it made me an angry man for a long time, and I don't want to be angry anymore. So I forgive you.
Right on.
And,
Well,
it was very simple.
And how did she respond, your mother?
She's a pretty worldly woman, so she kind of just throws it back in your face, but there's nothing I can do about that. I said my piece, and I just,
And have you forgiven your father?
I sure have, yes.
And how about this woman? Has she done the same?
I don't know if she has. We haven't had that conversation yet.
Why are you having any horny conversation? You need to be talking about that.
Yeah, you're right.
Why haven't you dealt with that? Because why haven't you dealt with that with her already?
Sometimes I don't feel like I'm very good at approaching that kind of stuff. And I've been kind of skirting the issue a little bit. Yep, for sure. You're right.
And why have you been skirting the truth?
I just want to make sure that I get it right. And, I've challenged her a little bit, but when I start challenging the answers, just like you're doing to me now, I want to be able to challenge them in the right way.
You already know you went and forgave your mother, you forgave your father. And are you doing a silent prayer?
I sure am, yep.
So what else you need to know in order to tell this woman that you're thinking about marrying that she need to forgive her mother?
I don't know if, I don't know if I need to know anything in specific. I was just kind of looking for a different perspective.
But if she has not forgiven her mother, you married the devil.
Yep, you're right.
And all you're going to catch is hell, because right now all you see is you're showing her a showcase personality, and she's showing you a showcase personality. But if you marry her, you're going to see the real deal, and then you're going to make children with her, and everybody's going to suffer. Why don't you deal with reality now?
Yeah, I think you're. Yeah, it was always going to happen, but maybe, maybe we shouldn't have been talking about this other stuff before.
Right,
a good foundation. Yeah.
Are you afraid to do it now?
Not afraid. No, afraid's not the right word.
What do you think would happen if you were to be honest with her?
I don't know. I don't put a whole lot of thought into it. I just know that when we have the conversation, I want to be able to have the right, you know, the right words, right?
Like, and what? You ask her, have you forgiven your mother? Did you go and forgive your mother? And she said yes or no. You're having the right conversation.
Yeah.
What do you mean by the right conversation?
No, I never. Not the right conversation. Like the right words to kind of get her to understand. If she hasn't yet, right?
But you can't make her understand. You need to. I mean, if you're thinking about marrying her, you got to point her back to the father. She got to forgive.
Yeah.
It's not. That's not complicated to say that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, why are you making that complicated?
I don't know why I am. But you're right. Like, I kind of pride myself on simplicity, and I guess I am overcomplicating it.
And why?
I don't know, Jesse. I don't have a good answer.
If you have gone, you don't have a good answer, what?
As to why?
If you have gone and forgiven your mother, I would think that would be almost the first thing you would deal with rather than talking about buying a house, where you're going to live, and all that other mess.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's the whole purpose of dating, so you can really, truly, truly get to see what's going on, to know each other, and before you get married.
Yeah, thank you. You're right.
And why are you pulling out? What?
No, go ahead, sir.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I am, yes.
Okay. And well, stay with that. Do what you want, though, but I recommend, don't pounce on her. Don't try to make her understand. But you need to deal with those true issues instead of up there, you know, planning a future, and you don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring, and you don't know where the future is, I would recommend, without preaching and all that, you would have those type of conversation with her.
Yeah.
And stop trying to honor her. You're supposed to honor God only. Where'd you get that from?
Well, where I got it from is, when you, through honoring God, I guess what I meant by it was through honoring God, you kind of honor those around you. And I'm not just talking about her specifically now. I'm talking more, you know, just the people in your lives, right? They can see that you are or not a godly man. And so when you put Jesus first, by putting Jesus first, you bring everybody else up, right? It's a consequence of your actions, or it's a consequence of that. So that's kind of where I was coming from with that. But
how do you honor them, though? I don't know what that means.
Well, just by being truthful and
but
and
you're
by,
not being
by
truthful
being steadfast.
With her.
You're right. You're right. And I'm kind of I'm seeing that now. Yeah, I think I just needed that pointed out. But yeah, just by being steadfast and by being. You know, by being a pillar, a cornerstone, right?
Why you got all this Bible stuff in your mouth?
Well, I read the scriptures quite a bit.
Why?
Why? Because that's how I learn.
Hold on, can you hold for a minute?
Yeah, for sure.
Let me take a quick break. Stretch off is on pills.net. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. The Hake Report is coming at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And after The Hake Report, brand new episode of the FallEstate.tv at 11 a.m. And then after the FallEstate.tv, The American Anchor Baby. And church fellowship on Sunday for all. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Meeting starts at 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. And don't forget to support us. Make your donation. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND. You can make the donation there as well. 800-411-2663. I want to go quickly back to Ethan out of Canada. Ethan.
Hey, how's it going?
What's in your life? What in your life do you truly love?
I love the Lord, and I love, you know, living righteously. And so what I mean by that, because I know you were just challenging me on kind of using biblical words. You know, I love going to work and I love coming home at the end of the day and just living a quiet life. You know, I had pretty loud younger years in my 20s, so I've really come to appreciate kind of peace and quiet.
Okay. And so if you love God, how do you know you love God?
Because I have faith in him, and I have faith in the scripture, and I have faith in his sacrifice for us. And I love what he did for us. And I don't take it lightly that how badly he suffered for us.
And how badly did he suffer for us?
Quite badly.
What sacrifice did he make for us?
Well, he was sacrificed on the cross for us. He was tortured for us. He was beaten for us. He was humiliated for us.
Where you get that from?
From the scripture.
And it said that he did all that for us?
He did all that for us, yeah.
But why didn't Christ say that then?
Parables. He did say it. You know, obviously not in direct words.
Christ never said he's going to die on a cross and be a mute. Bleed blood and carry it off for you. He never said that. He said he was doing it because the people hated the truth. He knew he was going to die because they didn't want the truth to get out there. They didn't want the people to be free. But Christ never said that he did that for us. Why are you saying that?
Well, Scripture tells us that, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And if for myself, I believe that Christ is the Lord in the flesh. So
you believe Christ is God?
In the flesh, yep.
I'm sorry?
Yes, in the flesh, yeah.
And why do you believe that?
Because that's kind of what the Scripture alludes to.
Why do you believe Christ is God?
Because Christ says several different areas, but or several different times, he goes, "I am the truth, I am the way, I am the light," and God is the I am. Right? That's what Scripture specifically says.
Did Christ, so when Christ ever say that he was God?
In a roundabout way, I believe that he did, yeah, just with the examples I've given.
Why would Christ be in a roundabout way?
He spoke in parables, and he spoke about speaking in parables for people with eyes to see and ears to hear.
Why do you think Christ never said that he was God, but he said he was the Son of God over and over again?
He said he was the Son of God. He also called himself the Son of Man.
Why would God say, "I'm the Son of God"?
You know, Jesse, I don't have the answer to that.
But shouldn't you have the answer to that?
I guess the answer that I've given is what makes sense to me.
I know, but why does
that
make sense when Christ said that he was the Son over and over again? He went to the Father to pray the Father's will, and he said, "No man get to the Father except through me." Why would the Father speak of someone else in that way if he was the Father?
Because he humbled himself in the flesh, is my understanding.
So
I don't know. I don't
Christ
have a good
have
answer
to humble
for it,
himself.
But...
I mean, God had to humble himself.
I believe he chose to, yeah. And
why would
he
God choose to humble himself? Well, he's above all. He created everything. Why he need to humble himself?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I don't
should
know why
you
he
have
would.
The answer to that?
I don't know. Maybe I should, but I don't.
Why did Christ call you his brother if he was your daddy?
Yeah, I don't know. We are. Yeah, I don't have an answer to that.
Shouldn't you have an answer to that rather than going off thinking this other stuff you don't even know for sure? Shouldn't you have an answer to that? This man called you his brother, and you're calling him daddy.
Yeah, don't quite know what to say.
When they call him good teacher, they call Christ good teacher. Christ said, "Don't call me good. No man is good. Only the Father is good." If he were God, why would he say that about himself?
I guess off the top, I don't have the concrete answer.
You need to have those answers rather than just quoting all these scriptures and reading the Bible and listen to all this other mess. And you don't have answers. If you're a son of God, you should have the answer to these things, don't you think?
Yeah, I do think.
Why don't you look within and find the answer?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Because you have all the knowledge, but you don't have the wisdom.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, big time. I know, there is a difference between being well-versed and having a deep understanding and maybe...
Right.
Yeah.
Knowledge is not... You're not supposed to hold on to knowledge. You let it go, because when you read the Bible, you're getting knowledge. But you let that go so understanding can come and make it clear.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have you dropped your anger?
I have, yeah, for the most part. Yeah, I sure have. Yep.
Have you dropped your anger?
Yes.
You never get angry?
Well, yeah, I do get angry, but I don't hold on to things. I don't hold on to my anger whatsoever, and I let it pass in the moment. I feel what I feel, and then I carry on.
So let me do this because of time now. I recommend you stay with the silent prayer. I recommend you start living from within, and let all this knowledge stuff go, so the truth can be revealed to you.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
And as far as this lady, don't make future plans with her, and be yourself. Don't spend a lot of money at all on her. Be yourself and see what happens.
I will.
Don't be honoring her. What the?
What a mess. Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate your time. You've given me a lot. Yeah.
But don't honor any human being, anyone but God. And all you do with the rest is don't hate people. Don't be mad at them. Don't judge them. Don't resent them. But don't honor them, because you're going to make them your God, and that's the problem.
Yep. Yeah, and then you start living, you're living for something other than God.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate your time.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
So talk to this lady about forgiveness. She got to forgive her mama, man. Otherwise, you get into a real mess.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate Let me know how it goes.
I will.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Rick. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Amazing. All is well.
I wanted to talk about the Hebrew Israelite you had on there earlier.
The one where they had the white boy to kiss.
Oh, yes, Lord, man.
Okay.
You know, it tells you I'm gonna make this funny. I'm not angry or nothing, Jesse. See, when you see, since liberalism. Anti-God, if she had knew the Bible, she wouldn't have been made a complete fool. And those evil Hebrew Israelites, they were so evil, they wouldn't even shake the lady hand. And that's evil.
Human beings are evil. That's in nature. Even the woman that got down and kissed the feet, if that's true, she's evil too. That's why she did it, for the thrill of it.
How you get a thrill of that?
What?
How you get a thrill of that?
I love the blacks. I'm kissing their feet. I'm sorry for slavery. That's a thrill.
You know what? She had nothing to do with it. She probably wasn't even thought of back in the day.
Right.
You know?
But she wasn't still even getting the thrill. That's why she did that.
Wow.
And she's judging herself and other white people. She blamed the white people for black people being losers. Most, not all.
I always say this, Jesse. Man, I always say this. No matter what, man, it's like, know the scriptures for yourself, man. I'm just like, and when he quoted Isaiah 49:23, he quoted to say, y'all will lick our boots. And God was talking about the nation of Israel as a whole. He was saying, you know, when y'all turn back and live for me, your enemies would do this and that. It's a figure of speech that how he wants you going to bless them.
But that's I can't blame them for what she did. She did what she wanted to do.
I'm not,
and then they not did right. what they wanted to do. Two devils getting a thrill from one another.
Exactly. I'm not blaming her for what she did, because what she did, she was completely ignorant. She really was. Yeah. I say, well, the scripture cry, I mean, you know, like, hey, I hate what happened. And anything in the past, you know, like if somebody do something evil, don't hold me, don't punish me for somebody else's sins. You know what I'm saying, Jeff?
I know. What a mess, huh?
Yes, Lord. Don't punish me for nobody else's sins. Hey, I thank God Christ died for everybody's sins, man. You know, it's like I see them Hebrew Israelites. Matter of fact, I had a discussion with a couple of them before. And they are some angry people, man. They normally focus on those blacks that be in jail. And when you get them, man, they be, hey, if you want to keep a black person angry, take them out of jail and let them rust roots for 2 weeks. He'd be so angry he can chew nails. I'm just being for real, Jeff.
They
go in the jail like the black Muslim. They do the same thing. They get them brothers from jail because they already angry.
Yeah.
So when you're angry, you tend to believe anything when you're angry.
Angry people cannot believe anything but the lie.
And you're right.
Yeah.
They don't know love. When people are angry, they're impatient. They're always picking out other people's flaws, ignoring their flaws, playing God. It's a mess, man. And when you say drop that anger, Jesse, is so true when you drop that anger, man.
Absolutely. What a mess.
You'll be like, hey, can I answer the biblical question?
Real fast. Which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
I would say the love of God, because the reason I say the love of God, once you hear the word.
The words of God or the laws of God?
Hey, the laws of God, the word of God or the laws of God?
Yeah.
That what you're saying?
Yeah.
You know, I would say in that case, Jeff, I'm going to have to go the word and the laws. To me, they're the same thing.
So the words of God and the laws of God changed your life?
Yes, they did.
How did the words of God change your life?
I say the word of God get me familiar with God's character, and the laws tell me what God expects of us. Okay. You know, like God say, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Okay.
That's the word of God. That's the law of God. So I say both helped me.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
I'll be looking for that answer there, Jeffrey.
All right, Rick. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, love you, brother, man. Be blessed, man. Thanks for putting the word out, Jeff, and may God continue to prosper you, Hake and Nick, and all other people that's on the side of truth, man.
Absolutely.
And happy Men's History Month. Yes,
happy
sir.
Men's History Month. Thank you, Rick.
Yes, sir. Love you guys. Be
you
blessed.
You too, buddy. I got to plead this white man in Kentucky. According to this report, he says that it isn't fair that blacks are pulled over more than whites. This is from Ben Crump on X. A white 80-year-old driver says an officer admitted he wouldn't have stopped him had he known who was behind the wheels. This is from WDRB News.
An 80-year-old white man says an LMPD officer let his bias slip in a traffic stop.
He said, you know, if I could have seen you, who you were in the car, I wouldn't have pulled you over.
This is exactly what the officer said.
I couldn't see who was in here with the dark tinted windows, so I have no clue, but you all take care. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, okay?
Did you interpret that comment to mean if he could have seen you were an older white gentleman, he wouldn't have stopped you?
That's exactly right.
Did that disturb you?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well,
real.
This didn't seem fair.
So an officer pulled over Steve Clark saying that his license plate was expired. The plate wasn't expired. He was driving a black Mercedes SUV in a high poverty, higher crime area of Louisville. A new report shows that black drivers in Louisville are being stopped and searched much more by police than white people. Do you believe there's any bias in policing within LMPD?
There's always bias. There is. What we have to make sure is systemically, one, we root that out from the individual level, but systemically, that our strategies are focusing on the data and doing things the right way.
So, hey, they started out by saying, I thought I knew you. And had I realized it was you, something like that. The guy said, the police said he thought he knew him.
I don't know if he said that.
Uh-huh.
No, he said, I couldn't see who was behind the dark tints of this window.
I know, but in the beginning of the opening, he said, I thought I knew you.
I didn't catch that part.
Yeah, did you hear that, Nick?
Play it again. I don't believe it.
In the very beginning, when the white man started talking.
An 80-year-old white man says an LMPD officer let his bias slip in a traffic stop.
He said, you know, if I could have seen you, you were in the car, I wouldn't have pulled you over.
No.
This is exactly what the officer said.
He said, Go back.
No, he said, if I'd seen you.
Let's hear it over again.
No, you can mute that.
And slow it down so we can see.
The officer let his bias slip in a traffic stop.
He said, you know, if I could have seen you, you were in the car, I wouldn't have pulled you over.
No. He said, if I'd seen you.
Repeat that one more time.
You know, okay.
Yeah.
If.
Here we go. He said, you know, if I could have seen you, you were in the car, I wouldn't have pulled you over.
If I'd seen who you are in the car, I wouldn't have pulled you over.
So that means if I'd seen you were white?
If I'd seen you were a white older man. Maybe. Because just look at that guy. He doesn't look like he's looking for trouble or causing trouble.
And why? And why is the guy crying, the old white man?
He's a feel sorry, bleeding heart, maybe a liberal.
What a beta. Grok, a Sigma Square report commissioned by the LMPD out of Louisville Metro Police Department. It shows black drivers were searched 133 more often than white drivers overall in 2025. Look how the black act when they're stopped. What do you expect? Why leave that part out? The police don't know what the black is going to do because they're already cussing. They're already mad. They're already yelling. And they don't want to get out of the car. And they don't want to. What are they supposed to do? Act like white people and see what will happen. Super chat.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa 4454 says, what did people use to buy slaves? A MasterCard.
That's funny. Thank you.
Gregatron Jesse, that Who song is the theme song from this old TV show. That's how I know it.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? Who are you? By the Who.
An old police show.
Amazing.
That was one of my, I don't know if it's old, that was one of my favorite shows. Did you ever watch shows like that?
I watched shows like that, but I don't remember seeing that one. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron.
Yeah.
America First bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Hey, Jesse, if I provide my email, would you or the crew be willing to share the secret on how to make a boy first? Thanks in advance.
Send it to producer at jesseleepeterson.com. Amazing.
And that's not an answer, yes or no,
right,
by the way.
Right.
No promises. Freddie Jr. really wants you to go on some program.
Thank you, Freddie Jr. Send it to my producer. Producer at jesseleepeterson.com.
Soul Conscious 5 Coffees, Jesse. Happy Friday. Women are very resourceful. They know where all the free events are. Men should not spend all their money on them.
I'm telling you. Guys, you don't know the setup when you spend all this money on these women. They ain't going to never love you. They're going to get ticked when you stop it. You shouldn't be doing that anyway. But whatever. Thank you.
And Roy M., good morning. What does Trump have to say today?
Let me check real fast here.
Fox and Friends in the morning, they're very honorable people.
The Great White Hope. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Stetson out of Idaho. Stetson, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I will be as quick as possible. I just want to honor a great white man of history, Gaius Octavius, whose later name was changed to Augustus. And that's how we get the month of August from him. And he was the first emperor of Rome back in the day after Julius Caesar. And he helped rebuild the second temple to where Jesus walked. And he also was the one that created that, had the census come out to send Mary and Joseph back to Bethlehem so that Jesus could be born at that time. And what he did for the Roman Empire at the time, bringing it out of civil war and into one of the glorious times that they had. And one of the things that he did, how he dealt with some of the illegal non-citizens of the time of Rome, which I think is very interesting, and maybe we should look into this, is they were taxed heavily compared to Roman citizens. So maybe if we take a page out of his book and tax all of the illegal immigrants at like 50% of their paycheck, maybe they would self-deport themselves because they're going to get taxed at a higher rate than a normal American citizen would. And I think that would help with our debt problem, and it will help with the illegal immigration problem.
Amazing. What an amazing way to end the show. Thank you for that man history moment. Thank you, Sessions.
Yes, sir. Yep. And you have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Thank you. I'm out of time to the rest of the callers. See you at Fellowship. Hate coming now, then Fall State, and then the American Anchor Baby. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.